This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Taliban vehicle bomb late on Monday in the Afghan capital, Kabul, killed at least 16 people and wounded 119, officials say. Ryan Brooks has more.
A deadly blast tore through the Afghan capital, Kabul, late Monday. The car bomb explosion sent up a column of smoke and flames. Several people were killed and at least 100 were wounded. The blast came at the same time as a senior U.S. diplomat was outlining the details of a draft Taliban peace accord on TV. Taliban and U.S. negotiators had reached a peace deal in principle in Doha over the weekend. But Monday's bombing and major Taliban attacks in two northern cities in recent days have added to questions swirling around the agreement. That's because it doesn't include a formal ceasefire.
That's Ryan Brooks reporting. While a Taliban spokesman told the Associated Press that there should be less harm to civilians, he said they should not be living so near such an important foreign compound. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the country will never have direct talks with the United States, but would consider multilateral negotiations if all sanctions are lifted. Here's Sam Holder reporting.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ruled the country out of ever taking part in bilateral talks with the U.S.
We do not and never had an intention of mutual talks with the U.S.
But during the same speech to Iran's parliament on Tuesday, he said if all sanctions were lifted, the U.S. could join multilateral talks with the other countries involved in the 2015 nuclear deal. The measures were reimposed by U.S. President Donald Trump last year after he pulled out of the nuclear deal signed under President Obama. It has led to increased confrontation between Iran and the U.S.
This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian relentlessly battered Grand Bahama Island on Tuesday, even as the powerful storm began to edge closer to the mainland U.S. in the southern state of Florida. Dorian, packing sustained winds of 175 kilometers per hour with higher gusts, was classified as a Category 2 storm. That's diminished from when it first slammed into the Bahamas as a most dangerous Category 5 hurricane and stalled over the vacation Mecca. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis told reporters at a Monday news conference there were five confirmed deaths on Abaco Island, where Dorian struck before moving to Grand Bahama.
This is the time for us as Bahamians to show our love, our care, and our compassion for our fellow brothers and sisters.
Minnis said initial reports from Abaco were of devastation that is unprecedented and extensive. What the storm did to Grand Bahama will be more clear as it moves away and authorities are able to survey the island. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is being characterized today as saying that she should step down, being responsible for the first 3 months of protests. Media accounts broadly are reporting that she is purportedly admitting her part in the political upheaval by virtue of this recording from last week.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
That recording inspired the report that she would apologize for actions and resign if she had a choice. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam told a group, that's not quite what she meant.
In a private session, I just attempted to explain that as an individual, given the very difficult circumstances, it was an easy choice to leave. But I told myself repeatedly in the last 3 months that I and my team should stay on to help Hong Kong.
This as tens of thousands of students joined together on Monday, boycotting classes and demanding that the government heed the demands of pro-democracy protesters who've been rallying in the streets for nearly 3 months. Pope Francis is making a historic visit to Mozambique this week to start a three-nation Africa tour. This is the pontiff's second trip to sub-Saharan Africa. He first visited in 2015, going to Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. And the U.S. Coast Guard says at least 8 people are dead and 26 others are missing and feared dead after a fire erupted aboard a dive boat off the coast of Southern California this weekend. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. We'll